This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. It's almost Thanksgiving, and for some of us traveling to see family, the Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport is where the journey often begins. The airport is easy to navigate and it's clean, but it doesn't stand out in national rankings. Part of that is because, compared to some other airports, there aren't many options to choose from when it comes to airline carriers. Les Lavoie explains why.
If you're one of 2.4 million people flying in and out of Birmingham, you're on one of four major airlines: United, Delta, American, or Southwest.
Heading to Chicago. Would you like me to print some boarding passes for you?
But why aren't there more options? Tony Herrera Bass is the spokeswoman for the Airport Authority. She says since the major airlines there carry 86% of all air traffic nationwide, the airport mostly just wants to keep the carriers it has.
Our focus is to maintain and retain. We are expecting modest growths, about 2% each year.
Modest growth in air traffic, that is. 2 years ago, the airport completed a $201 million renovation meant to increase airport profits and make the traveler experience more comfortable and enjoyable.
Anybody that drinks Bud Light, anyway,
I grew up in St. Louis, so that's what I grew up on.
Yeah, on a recent afternoon, customers enjoy a few beers between flights at a new brewery. It was added as part of the airport renovation. Stores, restaurants, and bars could be major revenue streams to help offset operational costs. That's one reason why some terminals look like mini malls. Airports also make money through fees from parking, rental cars, and plane tickets. The more money an airport makes, the less it charges the airlines to be there. Bill Swilbar is an air travel industry consultant in Washington, D.C. He says when an airline considers an airport to start flying in and out of, it boils down to one thing: profit.
An airline is not going to come to an airport unless it is absolutely convinced that there is sufficient demand and sufficient revenue to make the route profitable by month six.
Industry experts say there's no magic formula to significantly increase the number of passengers using an airport. There are too many factors out of the airport's control, such as the local economy. David Lee is Managing Director of Economics at Airlines for America, an advocacy firm. He says a city's economy is at the top of an airline's list.
How large is the population? And related to that, for the folks who live there, how are the income levels? Is there any job growth? Because when you think about it, flying is discretionary.
Lee says there are strategies that can help airports succeed. One is being a route in a hub and spoke model. For example, Delta has its hub at the Atlanta airport. So let's say you're in Birmingham and want to go to Charleston, South Carolina. There may not be a lot of demand for a Birmingham to Charleston flight. So the airline flies you from Birmingham to Atlanta and then from Atlanta to Charleston with a connecting flight. Again, David Lee.
The hub and spoke model is the best way to serve communities like Birmingham because they offer one-stop connection to the entire world.
Bill Swilbar, the consultant, says there's other potentially good news on the horizon for cities like Birmingham. Airlines are building bigger planes that airports smaller than Birmingham's won't be able to handle. As a result, more folks who live in smaller towns and cities may have to drive to Birmingham to fly to their destination. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.